Thank you and good afternoon. Residents who enjoy crab during the holiday season may be able to purchase Dungeness crab for Christmas dinner, but those crab will have to come from Northern Oregon and Washington fisheries. Those are the only regions currently open to commercial crab fishing. The recreational and commercial seasons in California that were scheduled to begin on November 15th have been suspended. Those seasons will remain suspended until further test results are returned next week. The latest test results show declining levels of the toxic domoic acid in crab tested in the Bay Area and areas south, but tests done on crab off the Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte County coasts show toxin levels still well above FDA standards. It takes two clean tests for the crab to be deemed safe, and officials are debating whether to open crab fishing by regions or wait until uniform testing along the state's coast show that crab are safe to consume in all fishing regions. In September, the Yurok tribe, along with the Klamath and Oregon Klamath tribes, pulled their support for the Klamath River Basin Agreement because they claimed negotiations between Oregon lawmakers and property owners in Oregon had been done without their input. On Thursday, Oregon Congressman Greg Walden, who was supposed to shepherd the agreement through Congress, released his draft plan for the Klamath River, one that did not include a key component, the removal of four dams. Congressman Jared Huffman said in a statement that, unfortunately, Congressman Walden's draft conspicuously leaves out the dam removal that's so vital to the river's restoration, the centerpiece of the agreement for my constituents, and it adds a poison pill in the form of public land giveaways that were never part of the settlement. Huffman said he'll continue to work to have the dams removed so that the river and fishery restoration can begin. Congressman Huffman has teamed up with former North Coast Congressman Mike Thompson to introduce the Rural Broadband Infrastructure Act that would allocate more than $670 million in federal funding to expand broadband access to rural communities in the region. The bill will allow for broadband grants, loans, and loan guarantees to be made available to communities through the Rural Utility Service, the modern equivalent of the Rural Electrification Act that brought power and telephone service to rural towns during the New Deal. Congressman Huffman said that the legislation would be another step toward ensuring that rural communities have reliable, high-speed broadband, which is crucial to economic development and public safety. It was just over a year ago that county voters approved Measure Z, the half-cent sales tax increase that has been earmarked for public safety. Since the increase went into effect in April, Measure Z has generated just over $2 million and is expected to bring in about $9 million annually. On Wednesday, the county issued an update on Measure Z funding, pointing out that it has led to the hiring of 16 employees at the sheriff's office, two new prosecutors, and an investigator at the district attorney's office, and that County Public Works has begun or completed 13 projects, with additional projects scheduled for the coming year. In January, the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will hold a mid-year budget review, and an interactive community budget meeting is scheduled for next March. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Humboldt County jury on Thursday found Jason Anthony Warren guilty of murder in the first degree with special allegations of torture and lying in wait for the killing of Dorothy Ulrich, murder in the first degree for the killing of Suzanne Seaman, and two counts of attempted murder for the attempted killings of Terry Roman Little and Jessica Hunt on September 27th of 2012. The verdict was announced in the courtroom of Judge Timothy Cisna, and Cisna will hold a hearing to deal with Warren's three-strike status next week before he formally sentences Warren on December 20th. It's expected that Warren will serve a term of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Warren first waited for and then attacked Dorothy Ulrich in her Hoopa home and then stole her car and ran down the three women on Old Arcata Road, killing Seaman and injuring the other two. The sun came out today after 2 days of heavy rain and high winds, and we had better enjoy it today because the National Weather Service has forecasted a second storm to sweep through the area on Saturday. High winds knocked out power to thousands of residents over the past 2 days, although the power outage map is currently clear. In Fortuna, the ice rink nearly lost its canopy due to high winds, but it was reopened this morning. There were reports of minor rock, mud, and debris slides across the county, and the CHP traffic information page has been busy with road updates for local roadways. The next storm is expected to bring more high winds, heavy rain, and high surf to the region. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.